in the book of Titus, three chapters after 2 Timothy, Titus chapter 2, reading verses 11 to 14. These four verses are a beautiful description of the Christian faith, the religion which we call Christianity, the only one that gives us hope of everlasting life and hope when the Savior returns. So let us all read together verses 11 to 14 of chapter 2 of Titus. Everybody together. Verse 11. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Amen. God bless to us the reading of his own holy word. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. This is verse 11 of chapter 2. Now we have chapter 2, verse 12, teaching us that denying ungodliness is the next verse. Chapter 2, verse 12, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Then we have verses 13 and 14. Verse 13 fits in just so well with our present theme, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Are you looking for that blessed hope? This is verse 13. What will the blessed hope Jesus Christ do for us? He gave himself for us. This is what verse 14 says, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Verse 14. Now, what do we mean by grace? The word that we say that God has given to us, that marvelous grace. This grace is mercy of God, love of God, goodwill of God, the favor of God, which we do not deserve. This is grace. Please remember this word, grace. What is grace? I find that there are many of our ladies here are named Grace. The grace of God is his mercy, his love, his goodwill, his favor, which he freely gives to all of us, which we do not deserve. This is his grace. Where did he show this grace? You say, I believe the grace, but where did he show it? God's grace was shown in mercy undeserved when his Son, Jesus Christ, died for our sins on the cross. And this grace is yours when you receive Jesus as your Savior. This is grace from God has now appeared that all people who come to him and trust in him, when he died for us, you are included in that grace and you receive him as your Savior. That grace is yours. Another way of putting how we are saved is by the same writer of Titus, that is the Apostle Paul. He says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Romans 10, verses 9 and 10. Let us examine ourselves. Many times we assume we are Christians. Are you truly a Christian? Tonight is a night of self-examination. Do you truly believe in your heart that God has given us Jesus Christ to be ourselves as our Savior? Are you able to say how you're saved? That you are saved because, one, evidence of salvation. Those who have truly received Jesus as Savior. Number two, those who live righteously toward God and men. Now, I say to all of you, in all seriousness, be very careful how you live, how you speak, how you confess your salvation. Here it is for all of us who profess to be Christian. What evidence of salvation do you have? Those who have truly received Jesus as Savior and none other. There are some Christians who go to various temples and still pay obeisance and worship those idols secretly, quietly, and they think other people do not know. Number two, who righteously live toward God and men, who have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and God. And number three, who abstain from all worldly lusts, who see these sins as foreign to us and therefore keep clear from sin, abstain from all worldly lusts and every form of sin and lust for wealth. Do you know it is a sin to lust for wealth? For Christians to always hanker after money, to live as strangers and transients, to know that we are on earth only for a time, and to live accordingly, longing for the soon return of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ from heaven. Dear friends, tonight is a night of self-examination. Is there evidence of salvation in you? You think you are a Christian, but does God know you are a Christian? Do you truly live the Christian life? Some people tell us, don't worry, all will be saved because God is gracious and he will save everybody. I say that is the teaching of the devil. It is not true. God's grace is sufficient for all who trust. Only for those who receive God's grace they are saved, who renounce all sins, who have nothing more to do with sinful acts and practices. The lust and practice of sin is to them foreign, declared already, I'll never do those things because I am in Jesus Christ. But not all have confessed Jesus Christ as Savior. Not all have severed all relationship with sinful acts and sinful thoughts, and who do not do those things anymore. But not all are saved, because there are Christians, there are false Christians who think they are Christians. Finally, let me ask you, are you truly saved? Do you know? Can you say? Please examine yourself and ask yourself, do I trust in the Savior? Am I truly born again? Have I severed from the sinful practices of the past? If so, then you are a Christian, not otherwise. Now, final question. Will you be a witness for the Lord? Do you know that if Jesus is coming soon, He expects that all of us would have obeyed His commandment? What is His commandment? Do you remember? Before our Lord Jesus ascended to heaven, He says, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go, be my witnesses. Tell others, tell your family, your friends, that Jesus saves, and only Jesus saves, and Jesus is gone to heaven to prepare us a place, and He's coming again. Have you done that? Have you done that for a friend or for someone in your family? Or for yourself even, are you sure that you are saved? Be very careful, dear friends. Our Father in heaven, we thank Thee that tonight we have been instructed by the words from the pen of Thy servant, the Apostle Paul, how when he was Saul, he persecuted Christians until he found that Jesus Christ was very much alive, and Jesus Christ had died for him on Calvary's cross. Tonight, may your people also be very sure in their hearts that Jesus Christ is their own Savior, and that they have confessed Jesus Christ has died for them, and they in the confession find salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. O Lord, may this be our portion for all of us who profess to be Christians, that we will truly look to the Lord for saving grace and look to the coming Savior, our great King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who on that day will return from heaven with the great shout of the angel, and that all Thy people will be ready for Him. We pray this in Jesus' most holy and blessed name. Amen.